pleasure right now to go down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline and welcome in the voice of the Okotoks Oilers. It is Gino DePauli. Gino, happy Friday. How are you, pal?
Well, it's been an early start for this Italian, as I heard the references earlier on Hockey Central at noon.
I was hoping you were listening. Yes.
Yeah, I was listening a little bit. I got told that there was a little bit of chirping, but it's probably all true. If I had my way, I'd call hockey in the wintertime and go to Italy in the summer, like Luke kind of mentioned there a little bit. So, but
he also mentioned that you have enjoyed a few. Sorry?
I was just going to say, up since 4:30, we're in Calgary, moving a giant 9-foot barn door installing into a Calgary business. So it was pretty. It's been eventful already. We still got a busy night ahead.
Well, you better get a nap in then, pal.
No. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Come on now. No, Lou was also mentioning how you've probably enjoyed a good Italian dish or two in your day. So
I still do, with pleasure.
Yeah, still do. Yeah, not a problem at all for you.
That's why I'm saying
okay. Yeah, no, that's a good point. You've got a lot of room to put it. Game 5 goes tonight. It is a 3-1 series for the Spruce Grove Saints. And we talked going into this series, Gino, last weekend that Spruce Grove kind of rolled through the first two rounds of the playoffs. And, you know, Okotoks had a great year. This was essentially the dream matchup for the cup final in the AJHL, if you were to ask anybody inside that league front office. But through four games, are you surprised to see it at a 3-1 series for Spruce Grove?
Well, to be quite honest, Will, I'm surprised it's 3-1 Spruce Grove. You were at that game on Friday where the Oilers lost in overtime, and they lost in overtime on Saturday, and they just unfortunately couldn't put the Spruce Grove Saints away, and Spruce Grove found a way to come back twice. And when you're led by a guy named Chris Van Asha, who now has 62 goals in just over 70 games, that's the guy you got to shut down. But the best part for them was in game 4, Chris Van Asha was out with a hand injury. There's not known extremity or not known as what the extent of that injury is, but he did not play in game 4. When you're up 3-0, he wasn't going to play. And I don't know what the lineup's going to be. Spruce Grove's rolling into town tonight, and we'll see if he plays again. But that helped for the Oilers. And the one thing from game 4 for Okotoks is they actually closed out and they hammered down. It was tied at 1 after 40 minutes of play, and then the Oilers get an early goal, and then they fire right back again with 30 seconds. And then when the extra attacker's out and Spruce is pushing, they did a really good job of locking down, very defensively sound, and everybody pitched in and did their job. And Riley Morris, again, I know people probably say he's being out-dueled by Nolan Kent, but you know, I find that a little bit of a lie, that he has been fabulous for this hockey club, and he's one of the major reasons they are where they are. Without Riley, this team would be in a little different spot right now. So, but at the end of the day, I saw two scenarios this series, either tied at 2 or the Oilers up 3-1, and we've kind of seen the opposite, and kudos to Spruce Grove for finding a way here. They're very well built. It just kind of has the shades of when Steve Hamilton was running that team, who's now, of course, where he is, along with Jason McKee, who's the head coach of the Vancouver Giants, Mike Ringrose last year. Now Bram Stevens been able to come in and also do a really good job with that program. So it's just really, you know, it is kudos to Spruce Grove doing their job. And they've got some good players up front with Josh Harris in their back end, which I know we'll talk about a little bit more, is just as good as the Oilers right now.
Well, and let's kick things off, I guess, as we get into more detail. They're back at home tonight, and the Oilers have been dominant on home ice this season. So I guess in that sense, I know you mentioned in overtime, but kind of surprising they kicked it off with two losses on home ice because they have been dominant. It was a sold-out barn. It was a great atmosphere. Really too bad. But what type of adjustments, I guess, if Van Asha does play tonight, what does Okotoks have to do to shut him down?
They just got to contain him. Again, going back to that game, they kept Chris Van Asha, actually it was in game 2, they kept Chris Van Asha quiet for 40 minutes, and then he scored a goal in the first minute of the third period in game 2 to get the Saints on the board first. But you just got to keep an eye on him just a little bit. So he's always in the back of your mind that Chris Van Asha is there. You look on that breakaway goal to win it in game 2, he snuck in behind the defense, and it was a really good play. To me, the Saints' power play unit is absolutely dynamite. They've only scored on one power play this series so far, but they've been very effective with the man advantage, just moving the puck very well. Their D-to-D passes are as crisp as you're going to see it in junior at any level, and they just move the puck extremely well. They make penalty killing penalty killing units move as fast as they can and try to get them all out of sorts, and that's led them to that. If the Okotoks Oilers can keep this to a minimum of two penalties a game, which was kind of what it was for the first two games, Will, they can take care of things 5-on-5 and can lock down. They just have to remember to close things out, and I think with now, they're probably in the perfect spot to do it where you can't lose another one. It was the first time they lost three in a row all year was in this series, and they'd only lost twice in, they've only lost two in a row three different times this entire year. So this is all familiar territory, but this is such a good learning experience for them at the same time.
How would you compare the two teams in terms of their age groups, Gino?
I look at the forwards up front for the Saints just a little bit older. Of course, the top six, there is some 20-year-olds and some 19-year-olds on this roster. But then you see all the 2000-borns and the two 16-year-olds that the Okotoks Oilers have. That's kind of where I see the changes there. And I look at the 99-borns that are on this Saints roster, a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger. And you look at the 2000s, when you don't have a year of growth on them, it can show a huge difference. But you look at the Zane Kindrichuk's of the world, very good, a former Calgary Royal kid, Ben Sanderson, we'll talk about a little bit later. He played one of his best games as an Okotoks Oiler last two games against Spruce Grove in Spruce Grove, and he's got that NHL caliber shot, kind of like his old man does, and his speed. It's just a very older, well, not very older group, but they just seem to have a little bit more bearing. They had a long playoff run last year where they were in the semifinals against a good White Court team, and they've battled through. Josh Harris has won a championship with this club, and they're riding an emotional high right now with two former players that unfortunately passed in that humble tragedy with Connor Lucan and Parker Tobin. So they've really taken that, and they're doing a fantastic job dealing with the situation, but also feeling up and just riding it out and doing a very good job of being motivated, and they're playing for something every night.
Gino Napoli is our guest. He's the voice of the Okotoks Oilers. Game 5 tonight in Okotoks. Spruce Grove Saints traveling to town to face the Oilers. The Oilers trailing the series 3-1. And one more victory, obviously, for Spruce Grove would end this thing and give them the AJHL championship, while Okotoks hoping to keep this thing alive and extend it back to Spruce Grove for a Game 6. Now, Gino, I should have asked you this off the air, but what are we looking like tickets-wise tonight in Okotoks?
I believe she is all sold out, Will, so you'll be stuck listening to me if you want to listen.
There you go. Sold out tonight for Game 5, but that is good news for the Oilers as they try to use that home crowd to get back in the series. You've mentioned it a couple of times in terms of individuals, as we haven't talked a lot about it this week, and I texted you and said we were going to talk about it. So let's kick things off as the NHL Central Scouting kind of came out this week and their final rankings as we get set for the NHL draft in June. How many guys on these two teams found themselves in that final rankings, and what can you tell us about the highest ranked skater for the Okotoks Oilers?
Well, there was three Okotoks Oilers selected in the final NHL Central Scouting rankings, and one for the Spruce Grove Saints, a very good Spruce Grove Saint defenseman. But the first is Jacob Bernard Docker, ranked at 33rd, which kind of, if you kind of break together sometime in the second round, which would be a really good opportunity for any hockey club to take a chance on a guy that's going the college route to get a little bit more development. He's a commit to the University of North Dakota, so you know he's going to play a lot of good hockey. So you just mentioned a name before I came on, Tucker Poolman. He played at the University of North Dakota. Guys that play in North Dakota know how to compete, and it's a great program ran by Bradbury now, and before that, Philadelphia head coach, former North Dakota coach, Dave Haxtell's group too. So that's a great recruiting class, and he'll be a great player to watch. He has been probably the best player on the ice for both clubs, so the best skater on the ice for both hockey clubs, besides maybe Chris Van Oshaw. Moves the puck extremely well, has a good hockey IQ, knows how to turn things up or slow things down, and he just gets better and knows how to adapt to any situation. And he's got bigger and stronger since last season. I believe he's almost 6 feet, and he's almost 185, and he's only going to get bigger and stronger. So the sky's the limit, and you have time to develop. He's going to be very good. And to kind of mention another Calgary kid is Johnny Tyconic, who is also going to North Dakota, plays for Penticton. He's going the college route as well. He's playing at the U18s right now. So there's some really good caliber hockey players coming out of that group. But Jacob Bernard Docker has been fabulous, and it would not shock me if somebody, you know, in the late round wants to take a college guy. So that's a really good possibility and taking some time to develop.
How would you evaluate Bernard Docker in this series, Gino?
You know what, Jacob? He scored goals. You know, for the longest time, there was only four guys that scored goals for the Okotoks Oilers, and one of them was Jacob Bernard Docker, along with Nick Blankenberg, and then Tanner Ladder and Carter Huber before Dylan Holloway and Ben Sanderson, who's also ranked on this list. But Bernard Docker carries the load, power play, penalty kill. He literally is just a guy that has done it all. And when you're at this level, you are going to do it all. And that says the same for Sean Comrie, who's ranked in this list at 108 for Spruce Grove. He's a commit to Denver, and he's going to be going to a Jim Montgomery program, unless Jim Montgomery gets a job with the New York Rangers, which I've been hearing buzz about that they might go a college coach to replace Alain Vigneault. He's very good as well. He's a situational guy that does do it all. But I think on Spruce Grove, you do it all. It doesn't matter if you're fourth line or first. You are going to do heavy lifting situations. That's what makes these teams so similar. But going back to Jacob again, it's just so dynamic, and you know when he's on the ice, and you almost feel like he's almost playing mistake-free hockey, knock on the wood, but he's able to recover and help everybody else out at the same time. He's just a perfect defenseman at Junior A.
Gino, and you're a perfect Junior A broadcaster, my friend. You take care.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far yet.
Come on now. Let me pump your tires. Take care, buddy. We will chat very, very soon. Have a good call tonight, but thanks as always for your time, pal.
Well, always a pleasure. Hope to talk to you again next week.
You bet. There's Gino DePauli, the voice of the Okotoks Oilers. He joins us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Enjoy delicious burgers with 30 toppings to choose from. New location at Market Mall Food Hall, SouthStreetBurger.com.